broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 of 2, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country, and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant in the solution of the problems we face. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Certainly should be the order of the day. We're ready to roll up our sleeves and go to work. Hope you are willing to support our efforts and get involved as well. Kirk Cosby with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. When we went to the National Press Club, our buddy Sylvester Bland, he's a prophet, pastor, and evangelist, was there. Kirk got a chance to meet him. So did I. We spent some time with him. He was one of the people that were able to give I can't remember if he gave the invocation of the benediction. Either way, he was able to be our prayer advocate, if you will, as we appealed to God for our answers, for our solutions, for our guidance, for our safety, and more. He did a wonderful job there, and he's been doing a wonderful job ever since. He's involved in uniting saints across the world. And what's interesting about the work that Mr. Bland does is it's not really based on whether you agree with him religiously or not. In other words, different people of different faiths can work together. We believe in that principle. And certainly Mr. Bland has his own beliefs, which you know what? That's great. What I like about him, though, is he's just saying, hey, if we're all willing to get together and pray for our nation, if we're all willing to work towards solutions and live good, honest, moral lives, man, we have so much to work on together despite our differences that it's amazing. And boy, could we not agree more. But it's absolutely spot on. Mr. Bland, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Hello, Sam. Thank you. This is an honor and a pleasure, my brother.
Let's talk about this for a minute, though. So even if people don't agree with you theologically, they can still fight for freedom and still pray together?
The only thing that we ask is that if, like the scripture says, he that has the Son has life, he that has not the Son does not have life. We are a Christian nation, if you understand what our Constitution says, and if you believe that, that's it. That's the only litmus test we ask, you know, because we have to be able to agree on our Creator.
Let's say this: we got to agree that Jesus is the Christ.
That's right. That's it.
All right.
Everything else is majoring in the minors, because he's the one that said, matter of fact, he's going to ask that one question, you know, when the Father is, we're standing in glory. He said, what did you do with my Son? He's going to ask if you spoke in tongues. He's not going to ask if you crossed yourself. He's not going to ask what kind of clothes you wore.
He is going to ask how kind you were to those around you, though.
Yeah.
He is going to ask how well you followed the Prince of Peace, right?
Well, you know, actually, you know, you probably won't have to be able to say much because your mind is a hard drive. That's right. It's going to be on the jumbotrons of heaven from your Bluetooth brain.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. That means Sam Bushman better start behaving, huh?
Me too.
I hear that. All right. We are going to talk about events this hour. There's a bunch of events. Good, honest people are getting together to do a bunch of good things. And Mr. Sylvester Bland and people across the country have I'm going to call it a sacred opportunity, is the best way for me to describe it, Pastor.
Yes. It is a gathering of saints, the United Saints of America, and we have a little slogan that we're putting together: when we stand united, we cannot be divided. And the same principles that you and I started the broadcast out in is that. And the first thing we're going to do, we're going to live 2 Chronicles 7:14 at the place where our Constitution was signed into law, there on Chestnut in Philadelphia, Independence Hall, on the 4th of July as celebrating our nation's birthday. You know, we'll be 248 years old, but we've gotten farther and farther away from the God that we had our allegiance to, that set us free from the bondage of European tyranny. And so now we're back, we've come full circle, right back again, and it's the saints of God that I believe is going to turn this giant evil ship around.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the idea here is to have a prayer petition, 5 points associated with it. We'll get into those in just a second. But the goal is our prayer to the Lord, as in 2 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's a cry of repentance unto the Lord, and to please have him bless us, help us. And if we do that, he will heal our land and protect us. That's what we're after, folks. So, Pastor, you guys are really going to go to Independence Hall in Pennsylvania, and you're going to have a prayer rally. Again, it's not a political, really.
No.
It's a moral stand, right?
Yes. Yes. Matter of fact, one of my messages that I just spoke Sunday is that the very first war in the Bible, in Genesis 13, was not between, it started out as a war between governments, 5 kings against 4 kings. But what one of those kings messed up was is they took Abram's nephew, Lot, and he was a family man. He was a God-ordained family man.
Yeah, you're not supposed to take Lot. Come on.
That's right. He rallied his own family members and people under his watch to go against those governments to win the day for the Lord. And so here we are, using that same principle. You know, it's the people, it's the destruction of the family that's going, or the reinstitution of the family by uniting under a common banner, under a common enemy, against a common enemy, to humble ourselves before the Lord in Philadelphia. We have many speakers. We're going to be broadcasting live the whole event, and there's going to be several radio stations that will also be broadcasting from there as well. So this is going to be a national event, and we're asking that people pray for 5 to 15 minutes, either in front of their own city halls, while they're on the phone lines listening or whatever, or from their own homes. Everybody in America who calls on the name of the Lord can participate on the birthday of America on the 4th of July.
And really, the whole purpose, our founding fathers understood this, the purpose of the United States, a free land, was to worship how, where, or what we may. The purpose was to allow us to worship God in the Judean-Christian idea that the pilgrims came for. This is about being able to worship Jesus Christ and to be free in doing so.
Yes, yes. Matter of fact, on July the 2nd, that's exactly where we're going. We're going to Plymouth, Massachusetts. There's a monument there that's about 150 years old, but it's patterned after the pilgrims left documents and papers, you know, to talk about why they left Europe, why they left England. The king there was walking in lockstep with a false doctrine and religious slavery, if you will, there in England. And so, in order to escape persecution, they came across the ocean and landed there in Plymouth. And there, too, it's only by the grace of God that they survived. But it was their documents and their writings that was the forefathers of the forefathers to come up with our Constitution.
All right. There's one phrase in the email that you sent me that I really like. Whatever you do for Jesus Christ will last.
Yes.
And that's kind of the way we need to think about our lives. That's why on Liberty Roundtable we talk about God, family, and country so much. Because, look, the country's goal is to support the proper role of God and our relationship to him and the family. When I say the proper role of God, he's in his heavens, and it's up to us to be aware of and acknowledge that. It's up to us, if we want liberty, to obey the author of liberty. Obedience bringeth forth blessings, if you will. That's kind of what it's about here. And so they're going on the 4th of July at Independence Hall.
Yes.
in Philadelphia. Now, you guys are going to do this right before the Republicans gather there later, too, right?
Well, yes. I don't even know when they're going. You know,
like the 26th of July or something.
Oh, the 26th. Okay. Yeah. Well, what we're doing is we're on our fifth week of praying and fasting for this whole movement. As you know, I've been broadcasting this since 2007, but this is the first on a national level that this thing is. The Lord has taken it to a whole other level.
All right, stay there, my friend. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the event a little bit more. We're going to talk about the five principles or five ideas that you have in your petition that undergirds the goal of this whole event. We're going to do it all in seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Sylvester Bland on your radio in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Sylvester Bland on your radio. The United Saints of America.us is his website. The United Saints of America.us. They're planning a prayer rally. The item, or the opportunity, if you will. Join our national movement and participate in our prayer rally on the 4th of July at Independence Hall, Pennsylvania. They're going, folks, from all across the country, and good for them for doing so. They're going to have a peaceful prayer rally, and they've got a petition that undergirds that prayer rally. Let's quickly talk about the 5 points to the petition.
Amen.
Pastor Bland. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Well, you know, as I said, as we petition, we are, before we do that, we want to make sure that we are ourselves. You know, we take the speck out of our own eye, and that's why we're proclaiming a national fast as well. We're fasting, you know, 7 hours a day. If that's one meal, two meals, or all three meals for an individual, whatever, we want to shut the body down. Those that medically that can do it, and that way you're more sensitive to the Spirit of God. You can hear what the Lord says, and that is one of the ways that you can truly humble yourself. And then by doing that, you know, now you're in you can't get more humble and broken, you know, when you push away food. You can only focus, you know, on God or the food. You can't do both. You know, so what we are an equal opportunity offender, because now we've taken the speck out of our own eyes, and now we're saying, okay, God, it's one petition with 5 points. We're number one. I hold this as it's not in any particular order as far as relevance, but they are nonetheless all the major things that's wrong with America are in these 5 points. Number one is we're asking God to help us to stop the 60 million plus acts of barbarism by Planned Parenthood. We're killing our own babies. We're killing our own Americans. And that's one of the reasons why our country's falling apart. We're killing our own tax structure, if you will. Number two.
We're also violating God's law when we flat out murder and we use a different name to soften the blow. But the truth is, it was tragic about the people that died in Orlando. No question. But just as many innocents die every day and more. And that's really the point here, is that if we want God's protections, we better stand on the pro-life principle, folks.
And if we want God's anointing to win the battle, we have to make the main thing the main thing. And number two is to help us to stop the radical infiltration of Islam with its hate, murder, and terrorism itself. And how our Constitution is totally incompatible with Sharia law. It's just that simple. The two cannot, oil and water, light and darkness, good and evil, God and the devil. One preaches love, the other is hate. Number three.
And by the way, we can stand against hate, and we can stand against ideologies and not attack our neighbors or individuals as well. Because remember, they're our friends, and we should evangelize about Jesus Christ to all peoples, them included. But we need to be polite and kind and lead by example, but we need to reject evil principle.
Exactly. I mean, even in our our laws, our immigration laws, it says any religion, ideology, or government that wants to infiltrate our country, we can cast them out absolutely no problem. It's already a law, but nobody's talking about it. Nobody's enacting it. But the saints of God is going to put this to the Lord, and He's going to put the right people in offices at the right time to stop this dead in its tracks, or else we will continue to sink down this slope.
All right, next one.
Number three is to help us stop the sexual perversions that have been changing the moral compass and culture and our social traditions in our nation. With its ever-increasing encroachments on our religious rights, with fines, persecution, and even murder themselves. I knew the Bundys and the Fetikim. I met them out at the ranch a few years back. These are God-fearing people, and yet for their land and the destruction of their family, they were gunned down. And, I mean, it's all part of the same, two sides of the same evil coin. If you can take a life as far as baby killing, you can take a man's life for his property because you want it.
Well, and strong sexual perversion and murder always go hand in hand, sir.
Exactly. Exactly.
Number four.
Number four, this is something that I know the Lord gave it to me, but it says to help us to stop the liberal, progressive, religious left. Political correctness has become the religion. They have told themselves a lie so long, now they believe their own lies as truth. Stop the liberal, progressive left and its political correctness with its lust of the flesh, the lust of power and greed, and the three-way marriage between the rich career political class, the Hollywood elitists, and social media. They are all in the bed together. The 2% of America is controlling hearts and minds because of the religious ideology from the liberal-leaning, lustful left.
It's all about idols, people. Right?
Yep. Yep.
It's all about idol worship. We need to turn to God.
And they're working their way into our school system, all the way down to kindergarten with that nastiness.
Amen to that. Transgender bathrooms, or whatever you want to call them, is just the tip of the iceberg. All right, number five.
Number five is the one that really hurts me the most. But like I said, I'm an equal. The Lord is calling out people with the truth. Matter of fact, the people who are hated the most are the ones that tell the truth. And number five are my so-called brothers and sisters in Christ, if you will, to help us, Lord, to stop the religious right from becoming more politically correct with its greed, false doctrine, complacency, and its bondage to the 501c3. I call them Jesus corporations.
And a lot of times this goes to this idea that they want to be popular. They're almost practicing a priestcraft, if you will. They want the popularity. They want the acceptance from the number four crowd, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. The false doctrine of going to church is unbiblical, and it's evil, and it's producing impotent, complacent sluggards. That's what the Jesus corporations are doing. Because if you look in the scriptures, it never does it say go to church. What it says is people are the church. Never ever has there been buildings. Matter of fact, the Gentiles, you know, most of us who are not Jews, we're a Gentile, we weren't even allowed to be in buildings. We weren't allowed to be in the temples because they were Jewish. We had to meet out in the highways and the byways and the caves, and most of all, home from home to house to house to house, breaking bread, really getting to know one another. Nowadays, when you go to church, you know, if you go to the, when I say that, I'm talking traditionally now. You don't know, the pastor don't know you. You don't know the pastor. And you surely don't know the people on your left and your right. You're not in each other's lives like they were back in the New Testament. So this is, we're turning, the Lord is now in the last days. If the remnant is going to be saved, God is turning this whole immoral Jesus corporation, because we're supposed to be, matter of fact, Jesus called him, you brood of vipers, you snakes. You know, he's turning it all up around. He's turning it upside down again so that the remnant can come forth and speak the truth, because we're barely going to make it in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about flat out of time, but Sylvester Bland, prophet, pastor, evangelist, the United States of America.us is his website. Tell people quickly about that site. You got worship services going on. You got prayer opportunities all the way until your event. Join our national event and prayer rally on July the 4th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Independence Hall. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, but we are on the air 7 hours a week. You can go to www.theunitedsaintsofamerica.us, and I love personal phone calls at 951-360-3399. Thank you, Sam.
Godspeed, my friend. Thank you so much. We'll have you back.
Amen. Thanks.
There he goes, doing a great job as always. We got a bunch of events coming up to tell you about too. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
What if, instead of being a maverick populist, Donald Trump is actually a deep cover plant for his good friends Bill and Hillary Clinton? Some of Trump's conservative critics have suggested as much. A similar theory has been proposed by The Young Turks, a media outlet that favored Hillary Clinton's rival, Bernie Sanders. Ohio Democratic Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur, the longest-serving female in the House of Representatives, doesn't dismiss the possibility out of hand. There are theories on the Internet that this is Bill Clinton's best political deal, Kaptur told National Review, the flagship publication of the Republican establishment. The idea is that Clinton and Donald are buddies, and the Clintons have a lot of similar friends in New York and he has masterfully selected a friend who maybe by October will say, you know, this is very boring, and I'm going to get out. Do I believe it 100%? Do I believe it 2%? Captor continues. You know, you really wonder. If this scenario or something like it were true, this would not be a unique state of affairs. Wendell Willkie, the Republican nominee in 1940, was a longtime Democrat who was effectively controlled by the FDR administration and British intelligence as a candidate who would take a fall in the November election, checkmating the America First movement. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
As we gear up for the 4th of July, events are everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. So Sylvester Bland and crew will be in Philadelphia. You want to learn more about it? They'll be in Pennsylvania, Independence Hall, on the 4th of July with an incredible prayer rally. To learn more, the UnitedSaintsOfAmerica.us. Chris Ann Hull's in Utah, Kurt.
Yes, she is. And by the way, it looks like this evening on the 20th, that's tonight, she'll be appearing at the Roy Library in the Black Box there. I don't know what the Black Box is. Patriot Printing moving on in the background. And looks like that'll be 6:30 to 8:30. P.M. The address, if you need it, is 2039 West, 4000 South, there in Roy, Utah. And we've got a phone number available for you. For more information, that number 801-337-2670. That's the Foundations of Religious Liberty event, and it's for families, they say. That's number one tomorrow in the morning, 9 to noon. Chris Ann Hall will be appearing at the Smith and Edwards Theater, one of our favorite theaters, by the way. And that's at the 3936 North Highway 126 in Ogden, better known as the Smith and Edwards, country store. You got to go there. They're going to be covering the genealogy of the Constitution for scholar age students. Parents, by the way, are welcome. Then tomorrow afternoon from 1:30 to 5, Chris Ann will be appearing at the State Office Building Auditorium. That's in Salt Lake City between, it'll be 1:30 to 5. The topic will be understanding all your Fourth Amendment rights. That's between 1:30 and 2:30. Then they'll cover state sovereignty and responsibilities of state and local representatives, 2:45 to 3:45. What does the Constitution say about the role of sheriffs and police officers? That'll be between 4 and 5. Bottom line is all these events are free and open to the public. Spread the word, please. Huh, Sam?
Amen to that. You know, Chris Ann Hall does a great job. Anyway, all I'm telling you is the 3 events are available. She's in Utah now. Check it out. If you want to go to chrisandhall.com, that's the best place for more information as well, Kurt. All right. All events are free and open to the public. We want to make sure people realize that as well. All right, Kurt, it looks like the gunman in Florida, the calls to the police are now going to be partially released. According to the New York Times, what I find fascinating about this is partially released. Now, on one hand, you can be very critical of that. Lynch, that's Loretta, says the transcript of the Orlando 9/11 calls, well, they will have the references to Islamic terrorism removed. And so you can be critical of this both ways, Kurt. It's hard for me to call this one. Normally, I'm for transparency. However, if there is some kind of a embedded call to more terrorism in that audio, then we'd be very foolish to release it. So I'm kind of torn on this one. I'm a transparency guy. At the same time, when you get a situation where it could be a clarion call for more violence, embedded would be a activate terrorist cell message. It can get very dicey there too. So I don't know how to feel about this. Again, I don't trust my government is the problem. And the sad part is that we don't trust government. If we could trust government, we wouldn't be worried about it when they say we're not going to release this for the safety of Americans and to not let this guy have more of a foothold and more of an agenda or more of a platform for his agenda. I would respect that, Kurt. The problem is you can't trust government now. So there's not a win-win when that happens. It's just a lose-lose. Any thoughts on that, Kurt?
Wouldn't it be nice when there was a question about, some government issue, you said, look, hey, the government says that, and so then that's true. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if you could just simply say it?
Count on
it,
yeah.
But you got a long list of things like, the Warren Commission, the JFK thing. You just go on forever on all these times we found that we've been lied to, huh, Sam?
Oh, boy, I don't even want to get into that. But your point's well taken, Kurt. You're right. And that's really the tragic problem here is that I'd love to be able to trust government and say, listen, you know what? But you can't. You just can't trust government's the problem. So, but anyway, only partial release of the 9/11 calls will take place.
And we're not saying that all of government's that way. We're simply saying that, there's good and evil in the world, whether it's in government, whether it's in, maybe you'd say religious communities, any kind of communities, they're going to have good and bad people. So we prefer to just focus on, promoting the good and, identifying the bad and doing what we can to encourage the good activity.
By the way, our listener and good friend TZ emailed in, Kurt, because we've been talking a lot about the Orlando slaughter, justly so. However, he makes he always makes valid points, Kurt, whenever I hear his emails, and that's why we bring him to the table for discussion. He says, regarding the Orlando slaughter, there's a late-term abortion clinic in Orlando killing viable infants. Womenscenter.com. And so 50 were dead in the shooting in the Pulse nightclub. That's true, and that's tragic. But what about the pulses of hundreds of thousands? Their lives were ended. Their pulse ended in this clinic. Think about that, folks. You got this abortion chain, or this abortion clinic. They've taken the pulses of countless innocent babies and murdered them. And we're going to talk about the pulse, but ignore them. We're going to talk about the 50 dead, which is a tragedy. Don't misunderstand the point, but ignore this. And so anyway, TZ emailed me back and he said, I just got this hunch God put it in my mind to go look this up, and yep, lo and behold, an abortion clinic murdering hundreds, if not thousands, of babies and silencing their pulse. Very interesting point, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Sam. And, I mean, these are the kind of things that we wish we didn't have to bring to you, ladies and gentlemen, simply because, well, it's not that, I guess you could say, enjoyable. But the fact is, when we kill the most defenseless of all, and we do it at the, I guess you could say, agreement of the, we give it passive okay in America, we're asking for trouble. Now, Sam, kind of a related story, at least in my opinion, we've got the, they say the heat wave now is scorching the Southwest. I'd think a heat wave ought to be scorching Orlando as well as a whole lot of the rest of us. But they say Phoenix is the hottest ever. It was 112 degrees in Beverly Hills. That's another place that ought to be pretty hot, San Francisco, etc. Now, you know, there were instances where it really got hot in the Bible. That, you know, they called it rain and fire and brimstone. But they do say that California now, they're urging energy conservation now. As a solution, Sam, to this, I might recommend to folks, if they're running the old egg air conditioning, cool the thing off at night. When it's easier, you cool your house off good at night, or you get it down a little cooler than you normally would be, and then you're ready for the heat of the day. But no, something like that, I mean, they don't recommend it, I don't think, do they?
They're also talking about a shortage out there, Kurt, in California.
Yeah, that's right. A good point. They're talking about that they'd figure we're going to have a natural gas shortage. I guess in a related story, they're planning they say that activists are going to show up at the DNC event and call it the world's largest. They're going to
relieve
themselves.
What are we talking about, a natural gas shortage in California?
Well, this is a different kind of natural gas.
What? All right, hold on. We'll try to make sense of this, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. Natural gas shortage in California, they're claiming, huh?
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys, thepowermall.com, or 877-817-9829. New books, 52 unique techniques. We're talking about Prepper Projects book available now on sale. We're talking about My Pain Away Cream available now. We're talking about new DVDs by Joe Cross available now. All right. Fat, Sick, Nearly Dead 1, Nearly Dead 2, The Kids Menu, and a variety of videos available now at your fingertips. 10% off New Manna Foods. All kinds of spices and herbs and closeout deals. You got May specials going on. Just tremendous stuff. ThePowerMall.com or 877-817-9829. All right, I'm just kind of slow. Kurt took the time to kind of, you know, help a guy like me get caught up. There's two headlines here. First one talks about a meltdown in California. They're talking about a heat wave going on. California power grid prepares for a heat wave. And they say possible natural gas shortages going on down there. That means trouble with energy. Could it be on purpose to help you believe in global warming? Interesting brownout, blackout questions. Separate headline. Kurt, you've heard of a sit-in, right? Well, this takes this sit-in to a new level, huh?
Yes, it does. And I don't really know how to address this. What do you
just let it
Sam?
Rip with a headline, my friend. Otherwise, well, you're better don't know what you're talking about.
Letting it rip. But
oh, I used that word on purpose for this one, Kurt. Come on now,
anyway,
I can't steal your thunder.
They say. They say the Democratic National Committee is expecting that the activists are going to show up and have they call it the world's largest FART-in during the DNC speech of, Hillary Clinton. So that ought to relieve this whole natural gas shortage thing, huh, Sam? What do you think?
The problem is it's in the wrong part of the country, Kurt.
All they got to do is collect it. I mean, you know. Just move it.
Yeah, they collect it when it's for cows, don't they? Mm-hmm. Capture that?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, is that a bad word, though? You got to spell that word. Is that a bad word, Kurt?
Well, all I try to do, Sam, at least in my life, is stay far away from anything like that. Otherwise, what happens is my children seem to duplicate exactly what I do and then go further,
I
got to be real careful when it comes to that.
All right. So activists are planning a huge fart in, ladies and gentlemen. I'm serious. World's largest fart in during the D.C. speech. Now, this is happening to Hillary, Kurt?
When they're going to arrange for it.
Now, here's what I don't understand.
Biggest coverage, you know.
The activists, who are these people? I mean, they're not conservative constitutionalists or religious people. Our people are running around doing, like, prayer rallies and stuff, Kurt. We're not doing this kind of stuff. So where are these people coming from?
Well, these are a special class of people, I think. If they can activity on demand, then they... They must be a quite special group. They head the Poor People's Economic Human Rights Campaign. Sherry Honkala is the head of it, and they're organizing this world's largest event to be held on July 28th. I'm kind of glad we're not going to that one, Sam.
I hear that. Wow.
They say they're going to be holding a massive bean supper for Bernie Sanders delegates on American Street in the Kensington neighborhood on the afternoon of July 28th, and they're setting up a Clintonville there. They say modeled on the Hoovervilles of the 1930s, where the poor and unemployed built shanty towns. The Sanders delegates, their bellies full of beans, will be able to return to the Wells Fargo Center and greet the rhetorical flatulence of Hillary Clinton with the real thing. So anyway, that's what they're planning. I mean, you know, we just not very, what would you call it, imaginative when it comes to these things. They say
my comments about this, though, I think this whole event stinks to high heaven, Kurt.
Amen to that.
I want no part of it. All right, your final thoughts on this?
Well, they say any remaining beans are going to be served to the homeless, although they say we will, of course, be urging Sanders delegates to eat as much as possible. Leftist author Chris Hedges will be offering a non-denominational prayer at the dinner. Yeah, probably take out God and all that kind of stuff. But then they say, I'm happy to bless a meal that will be put to such effective political use. Anyway, so, I mean... we just never would have thought of this kind of act.
I'm more for the prayer rally plan.
Yeah, good point.
Personally, that's just me you know?
You're just not with it that much, Sam. I mean, you know.
I hear that.
And you're probably not going to get the world's largest prayer in. I mean, I don't know if they even got that in.
I'm not even going to get coverage for my prayer events.
Yeah, right.
All right, good Obama point. Is now demanding background checks for gun owners, Kurt. But no background checks for Syrian refugees, brings up the Conservative Daily. You know, think about that, Kurt. The Conservative Daily wisely pointing out why background checks for you and me, but not the Syrian refugees that come in. Now, there might be some Syrian refugees that are legitimately needing help, and we should care for those people. But at the same time, how do you vet these people? There's no vetting going on for them at all, but there is for you and I if we want to buy a gun, Kurt.
In well, opinion, it's part of the whole political incorrectness that we deal with, you know, continual stupidity going on big time, I say.
Well, I think we're always turning to the wrong conclusions, Kurt. We're going down primrose paths of deception everywhere we go. And this is kind of another point. My favorite thing, now this is not Sam Bushman speaking, I'm just quoting, okay? My favorite thing is to be hogtied. There's a growing trend. Kurt has the details.
Yeah, now, you know, I mean, you and I, well, we've been accused of having fun in weird kind of ways, you know, like celebrating at, you know, a prayer breakfast or, you know, something like that. But, you know, I think other people have kind of weird ways of getting all, I guess you could say, well, in this case, relaxed. Yeah, the headline from the Across the Pond Boys, all tied up, my favorite thing is to be hogtied. The growing trend of stressed workers who are using bondage to relax. Yeah, because, I mean, when I think of relax, I think of bondage, you know what I mean? Subheadline says, being tied up for hours has become the new tantric sex craze, helping people to relax. Now, Sam, next time you get a little bit stressed out, you can just get Julie to get a rope.
Hold on. Stop. I don't even go down this road. I'm not interested. It's against my moral code and against my religion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the apparently this is some kind of enjoyment. Like this one individual says, as I'm being elevated, that means, you know, wrapped up in this rope, kind of hooked up on a tree or on something that lifts you up, you know. Your whole body's just tied up in this rope. She says, as I'm being elevated, I recite a poem to myself or repeat a mantra, and I breathe into the experience. I've learned to do it during stresses in my day-to-day life. She says, in the midst of chaotic moments, I close my eyes, take a deep breath, and recite the poem to myself just as I would when suspended. It takes me outside of my body for a minute and gives me a new perspective. Now, Sam, it kind of makes me think of right at the end of the long plane flight when you're...
What are you talking about?
When you're just a little bit are ready to free yourselves of the bondage of that seat belt.
Yes.
In your plane seat. And you, typically you do this about when you hear the phrase, please stay in your seats and keep your seat belt connected. That's about right when you unhook that sucker and just pop right
so
up.
So hold on a minute. Because I sit for like 3.5 hours on a plane in these little seats where there's no room, and I finally get fidgety and can't stand it, and then I get a chance to stretch out a little bit. Then you're going to compare this to this get tied up tantric sex craze?
Well, what you need probably, see, this lady's all, stressed out right at that time. So what we've got to do maybe to
we're doing the opposite things. I want to break free. She wants to get tied up. Hold on. All right.
I'm just thinking that maybe the solution will just have to tie you up and hang you up kind of, in the air there. And, you'll be all just relieved.
No, I won't. I'll go ballistic. I want no part of this. All tied up, my favorite thing. They have a growing trend of these workers that are turning to bondage to relax. Allison Maloney is the one that documented this. Now, I always bring up these weird names, Kurt. So this lady named Maloney is going to bring up this baloney.
Amen to that.
It's just crazy. Mm-hmm. They say being tied up
for
hours.
I don't want a slice of that either. Mm-mm.
They say being tied up for hours, Kurt, has become the new tantric sex craze, helping people to relax. And I would submit that what these people ought to do is turn more to their God, more to their family, to relieve stress, not these weird latest perversions.
Yeah, like this one 27-year-old attorney in Harlem, who, by the way, asked to not be named for privacy reasons, roped her friends in for sessions. She said, a male friend came over and tied both of my legs together very tightly. I remained completely clothed and sipped a glass of wine. The blood flow decreased and I relaxed. It's very pleasurable to just quiet my mind, which seems to be active all the time.
I think it's whacked out, and I would encourage her to pray. That's all I'm saying. Just whacked out stuff, people. All right, there you have it.
Whoa.
2 hours in the can. Thanks for
being
alongside.
You just don't know how to relax, Sam.
I guess
I
don't.
Know how to relax.
Mm-hmm. I know it. I just can't help it. But I do trust in my God.
A little bondage.
Not. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.